Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
All right. So right now, why don't we give away our tickets to the Chainsmokers?
Ooh.
Oh. You hate the Chainsmokers. They let you down.
I love them.
You could have gone and seen Muse, but instead you went and saw the Chainsmokers.
I love them on CD. I love them on vinyl. I love them streaming. But live, it's not great for me. But
yeah,
it might be great this time.
I'm with you. What happens when we don't do a Lost 30 separate from the rest of the show? Does it just get split up?
Yeah, we find a spot.
Okay.
How about right here?
This would be a good spot right here. So if you would like to go and see the Chainsmokers with 5 Seconds of Summer and Lennon Stella, November 29th, at the new Chase Center.
Yeah.
What? Then be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. And lucky you, you get to talk to Hooman.
Hey.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow. But you can win a pair right now. Chainsmokers, 5 Seconds of Summer, Lennon Stella. Today, 51 years ago, in 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated on the balcony of a Memphis hotel. Riots broke out in over 100 American cities, killing 39 more people. Today, an epic day in our American history.
How many years ago did you say?
51. 50. April 4th, shot rings out in the sky. Game of Thrones. Oh, my God. Let me some Game of Thrones music.
Oh, my God. We went from Survivor to Game of Thrones.
It's a big step up, I know. Big step forward.
Shut up. In case you missed it, they've released several new trailers for the upcoming season 8, the final season. Only 6 episodes of our beloved show left.
Right.
Vinny cannot wait.
Well,
for it to be over.
I like the show, but I think the fandom, I mean, you've been frothing for over a year.
Oh, well over.
So I do want it to be put to bed.
Mm.
It would be nice.
I'm torn because I both cannot wait to see it and dread it being over. I love this show so much. I love the books. I've read all the dumb, like, histories of the Targaryens and all the other, you know, I'm like, it made me so angry even as I was reading this epically long book about the history of the Targaryens that he wrote sometime when he should have been writing the next book in the Game of Thrones series. I mean, it's as thick as your arm. I mean, it's just...
I bet.
I'm like, okay, I am loving this and everything, but could we progress the story you started us on 15 years ago or whatever the hell that was?
I don't need to. The TV show took over.
The TV show did. Well, they're well past where the books ended off. And they had changed so many things along the way anyway. So the latest Game of Thrones season 8 promo shows Winterfell in ruins. Mm. And it shows that there had been a battle there. I mean, there's swords stuck in bodies and hands cut off and stuff. So, you know, clearly the Army of the Dead has made it to that point. I mean, I don't know if that's a spoiler. They are the first in line after the wall. It's the first place they'd get to, you know?
Uh-huh.
I guess they're going to follow the King's Road. So, which, by the way, in the history of the Targaryens, you find out how it was built. So anyway, it shows that. It shows Arya in fear. You know, she's filthy and sweating, and there's close-ups on her face. Like,
I'm Arya, and I'm very afraid.
That's you know, one of the lines from it. But it's worth a couple minutes of your time. And there are several versions that show some of the same stuff, and they'll have like a little nugget or two that's different. Mm-hmm. So it's worth it to go through and sort of try to figure it out. But the redheaded guy, the wildling?
Yeah.
I thought for sure he must have died when that wall came down, but they showed him. So I guess he's still alive.
He's still after that tall girl, right?
Wouldn't you be?
Right.
Man, that Brianna Tarth.
Yeah.
She's a whole lot of woman. Whole lot of Rosie.
That's right.
Right there. So the latest Game of Thrones trailers are out, and we have a mere 8 days until, or no, more than that, right?
What is it, next Sunday?
It's the 14th, so yeah. We have 10 days until Game of Thrones comes back. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Joe Jonas had to sign an NDA. He was actually on, because he's with that Sansa Stark chick now.
What's her name?
It's, damn it.
Sophie?
Sophie Turner.
Oh, yeah.
So, I just know her as Sansa Stark. Mm-hmm. Come on. So, they've been dating for a while now, and so when she was filming this last night, he made lots of visits to the set. You know, I guess they're not completely locked down closed sets, or if you're Joe Jonas, they trust you. But they made him sign an NDA, like, you're going to find out some stuff, so you got to keep your mouth shut. Sophie said he was actually on the set for most of it, so he kind of figured it out. And then he had to sign an NDA. He had to have, like, full photo approval. His camera was covered up, everything. When asked if he was good at keeping secrets, she laughed and said, no, he's terrible. It's like that Spider-Man guy.
I was just thinking that. With Tom Hiddleston? Is that his name?
No, what is his name? Tom. So, who's playing the Spider-Man now?
Oh, it's Tom Holland.
Holland, the director of the Avengers Endgame, whatever the big one that's about to come out. They said they literally don't even give him the other person's lines that he's going to be, because the guy said he cannot keep his big mouth shut. I guess he spoiled stuff, so they give him only his lines.
That's hilarious.
And a vague idea of what the scene is going to be about.
I thought that was also the bit they do with, and I don't know if it's a bit or if it's real, but they're clearly playing with it.
Right.
I mean, that's to put this info out there. They're obviously playing into it. Who was the guy? Who plays the Hulk?
Mark
wasn't
Ruffalo?
It
Mark
Cheadle? Was it Don Cheadle and Ruffalo? And Cheadle was like, I'm not making appearances
like on a
with that
show.
Guy anymore.
Right, yes.
That guy's got a big mouth and I'm not going anywhere near. Yep. Is that right?
I think so.
I don't need trouble.
I remember on a talk show that was going down, yeah.
And Cheadle afterward was like, yeah, I won't go anywhere. I'm not being seen with that guy ever again.
He wants his money. He doesn't want to get sued.
Right. Right.
Yeah, you know, it's you're excited about it. And so much time goes by between the time you shoot it and the time it actually is shown in theaters. I'm sure that they get asked every question every which way. And, you know, they're only human. People could trick stuff out of you.
Sure.
Don Cheadle's like, I can't. I just, no. Last night they did the Game of Thrones premiere in New York City. And most of the cast was there. Let's see. The girl who plays Cersei Lannister, Lena Headey, she was not there. They say that she was too sick. But you know that she has in her... She used to date the character who plays Bronn in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they hate each other so much that she has it in her contract. She never has to be on set the same day that he's on set.
Bronn is her brother's best friend in the show.
Tyrion. He was Tyrion's protector early in the series. And then I think he was the one who trained Jaime to fight with his left hand after his right hand lopped off. But he's been a great character throughout the whole
series.
He's definitely sort of this.
He's still alive, right?
He is. I mean, currently.
He's likable, actually, I think.
Oh, totally. Got a good sense of humor.
By comparison to those two scumbags, the brother and sister, who are doing each other.
Oh, Jamie's coming around. I love all those
characters.
How
can you say that? He pushed a boy out of a tower and crippled
him. He's come a long way since then, the things he does for love.
Do you know if any of the people that have been killed off got invited to the premiere, like Sean Bean, the star?
Oh, I don't see anything
I would think
about
not,
them.
Right?
Yeah,
well, I mean,
it's
the last season. You'd think you'd invite everyone, right?
How many seats are there?
Wow. They'd need 50,000 if they were going to have everybody who was ever killed off on the show.
There's an infinite, number of seats. Sure, you'd bring everybody, including the sixth grip.
The bestest boy. So I don't know if Lena Headey was really sick or if she knew Bronn was going to be there. I don't even know if he was there. But it's so funny when I hear about, because that happens. People date other people everywhere you work, people date other people that they work with. You sort of date the people you come into contact with.
Right.
But they hate each other. So, like, I don't know what happened, but they hate each other.
I don't know if it would be hate, but I've had situations where I would be like, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's hate.
We haven't talked. For me?
Oh, no, no, no.
For them, her. It is. Yeah, but I'm saying for me, it's we haven't talked in 10 years or whatever. I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Oh, really? She's going to be there? No, I'm not going to
go. I'll skip.
Yeah.
Tell her to have a great time.
They're saying Gwendolyn Christie, Brienne of Tarth, that she stole the show. She looked amazing.
Yeah, I just looked at her outfit. It's pretty incredible.
What does it look like? Tell me.
I'll bring it in. Natalie Dormer was there. She was killed off, and so was Jason Momoa.
Oh, he's a long time ago cast member.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Natalie Dormer plays Marjorie Tyrell. She's the one who married, first she married Joffrey, and then she married...
By the way, people are saying Joffrey was there at the premiere, too.
Maybe Sean Bean was there. They say the best moment from the red carpet, though, was when the Mountain and Oberyn Martell, because remember when the Mountain killed Oberyn by squeezing his head?
Yes.
I mean... they met up on the red carpet.
Wow.
Well, I think you got the wrong person. Well, she
It's her. That is her face.
You sure?
Yes. So that's Gwendolyn Christie. She plays Brienne of Tarth. Her hair is long. She's got a full face. So she's this flowing, like, floral, silky, translucent gown on. She looks absolutely amazing.
But her whole thing on the show is she's kind of androgynous.
Yes.
Like,
butchy, even.
Yeah.
Like, she's a tough chick.
Right.
Yeah, so she's a...
Wow.
Boy, she really... She
I don't even
really
recognize
together.
Her.
Oh, yeah. She looks amazing.
They say she stole the show. But, Hooman, did you hear that? The Mountain and Oberyn Tyrell, the guys who play them, they meet up on the red carpet, and nobody choked anybody else out or squeezed anybody's eyes. Oh, God, I love him so much. I had several dreams about Jamie Lannister.
That guy.
Into that dude. They say Hodor was there, the Hound was there, Tormund, that's the redheaded guy. They were all there. And the whole cast is, what is this from? Oh, this is on SF Gate, so you can look at the, scroll through all the pictures. Britney Spears has checked into a facility.
Yeah, I'm worried about her.
For wellness treatment. A source is saying it's an all-encompassing wellness treatment. Britney's dad... Yeah, I'm sure you've heard about this. This has been, it's been ongoing. So he is her conservator and has been for years. You know, right after she had the big freak out, the judge said, look, we're going to let your dad handle your finances. And all you got to do is go to work. And he's going to hire people to keep an eye on you when he can't be there. So a couple months ago, his colon, they call it a spontaneous rupture. I don't know how that happened. What, did he eat a piece of glass? I don't know. But since then, he's had major health problems. Several different operations, one of which had multiple complications. Mm. So she actually stopped doing her show in Vegas a few months back in order to just be with her family and to care for her dad. And it was a hard time. So he's not all the way better, but I guess he's back on his feet. And I think now she just wants to take a break is what she's saying. Although to me, checking into a place just raises so many red flags.
The way you just reported that is so funny because I don't see her caring for her dad. What I see is her dad can no longer look after her.
Yeah.
And therefore they can't have this show going on without someone keeping an eye on her.
That is probably
so
what's happening.
That's what I would have... As you said that, I'm like, wow, she's saying that so nicely. I feel jerky, but it seems to me more like she's not caring for anyone.
January was when she started this indefinite break, and I guess she was supposed to start back up again, and now she's said no. In fact, they're offering refunds for this Dominion tour? Domination tour, maybe?
I don't recall what the tour is called.
I started with a D. Some Dom thing. The source says, her dad being sick has taken a toll on her. They're so close. It's been a lot. There's nothing dramatic going on with her. She just realized she needs to make sure to take time to care for herself. In an Instagram post. I'm going to read you the whole post. And
I'm super happy she's getting care. I'm not laughing about that, so stop writing. But I just feel like...
Put your phone down.
Yeah, I'm glad she's getting care. But no one leaves the penthouse of the MGM Grand to go to a care facility if everything's okay.
Agreed. Here's what she posted on Instagram. I don't even know where to start with this. Oh, sorry. I should do Britney's voice. I don't even know where to start with this because this is so tough for me to say. I will not be performing my new show, Domination. I've been looking forward to this show and seeing all of you this year, so doing this breaks my heart. However, it's important to always put your family first, and that's the decision I had to make. A couple months ago, my father was hospitalized and almost died. We're all so grateful he came out of it alive, but he still has a long road ahead of him. I had to make the difficult decision to put my full focus and energy on my family at this time. I hope you can all understand. More information on ticket refunds is available on BritneySpears.com. I appreciate your prayers and support for my family during this time. Oh, I'm sorry. This is what she wrote at the time that she paused it.
Oh, 6 months ago or whatever.
No, January 4th. So whatever. Yeah, exactly 4 months ago. And now she's in the wellness facility. It's so funny because even as I was reading that, I was thinking to myself, wow, this is punctuated well and grammatically correct in most ways. I just wonder.
You know, I mean, people help people with stuff. I wrote a press release the other day, and it was so long. Like, I started to thank the people around the on our team, and I went, well, I can't leave out. And then I'm like, well, and then there's Brad.
The IT department.
By the time I was done, I mentioned every person on the third floor.
They'll be shortening that to the Alice family.
Right.
My Alice family.
And when it was put out, it was completely chopped. And I went, nah, I don't blame you.
Here's the post she put up yesterday on Instagram. Brittany said, this is right after she, and this actually sounds more like her. Fall in love with taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit. We all need to take time for a little me time. So there you go. That's what Britney Spears is up to. Hmm. I feel like we're all caught up in the world. Let's move on to the news. What's coming up, Ben?
Losing your job over a topless selfie?
Oh, no.
Is that possible?
Probably.
I'll tell you after.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:37 and it's almost Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's
Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. Thank you for listening. Coming up at 7 o'clock, tickets to see Cher. That's right. I said tickets to see Cher. Be here at 7 if you want them.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. You're going to love our station's website. Our digital department works on it day and night.
Day and day. They're so good. I gave Brad the big thumbs up as I left the building.
Oh, did you see him yesterday? You guys saw?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I think you left right before I did, and so you must have, because he looked at me with the weirdest thing. He must not have heard us talking about giving him a thumbs up for the ANN, the digital department. Because he just looked at me, he's like, what is going on? Like, Benny must have given him the big thumbs up. And then I'm like, hey, like, oh, Brad.
He's great.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry he didn't make my press release thank you list, because you know
he was on there.
Everybody was on there.
Right. I'd like to thank my Alice family.
Well, there was one after another. I'm like, well, I can't leave Vaughn off. Vaughn. Well, Rebecca.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, if I say Rebecca, I can't.
Michelle. Right. Oh man.
Clunk.
Anyway, all the board ops.
Right. Actually, I did leave them off. So
poor dears, they didn't make the cut.
Right. Anyway, here's what's happening. So it was raining on my way in today, even though today was not supposed to be the big one.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is supposed to be the big one. Yeah.
Raining hard?
It wasn't raining hard, but enough that it was like, oh, man, I thought today would be a little break, a little breaky poo before we
Tomorrow's supposed to be just awful all day.
Right. Another atmospheric river. I hate that, seeing that in the headline, but it's in the headline. Friday's atmospheric river. So another doozy tomorrow, everyone.
We're turning into Seattle down here.
Well, we're almost done, right? We have to be. It doesn't rain here in the summer.
I know, Vinny.
So, I mean,
can it be summer now?
I can't believe that winter's over.
Winter's I can't, thank God.
Ah, I love the winter.
Summer's coming.
Except this winter. was not my favorite.
Yeah, well, it rained so much.
So I'm not going to say everyone's got a picture, a nude selfie or a picture of their parts.
Cans,
a lot of people do.
We all do.
It's surprising how many. And when you hear Bezos is a guy who gets hacked with a boner pic, you're like, yep, everybody. Everybody.
It's fun. Well, it is fun. It's a nice surprise for the person that you send it to. And it's just a little interlude in your day where you took off your top and took pictures of your boobs.
So it seems like it shouldn't be that big a deal since so many people have at least at one point experimented with it.
Right.
A middle school teacher says she was fired after an old topless selfie that she once sent to an ex-boyfriend popped up in a student's inbox.
Oh, God.
3 years ago, Lauren Miranda, a seventh grade math teacher at Bellport Middle School in New York, sent a private photo to her then boyfriend. This guy apparently is a teacher in the district, but not at her school. So he's a teacher. The couple soon split, but in January, the photo that Miranda says she never made public turned up in a student's, I'm assuming some kind of on an email. On
I
a
have
text?
No idea.
Inbox? Does that.
Is it
I guess,
possible? Can I just, like, you know, she's saying it must be this ex boyfriend or whatever. Is it possible she's just saying that because the kid.
Well, she has a massive lawsuit taken out. So if she doesn't.
Being fired over
yes. It. So if she doesn't realize that everyone involved is going to be grilled.
Right.
Completely.
Right. That's the problem with sending nude pictures of yourself. Number one, don't put your face in that.
Wasn't me.
You can say it wasn't me if your face wasn't in it, and then maybe people will believe you.
Well, here's one of the problems.
You wouldn't even come up if the face wasn't in it.
Right. Miranda, 25, says she was fired from South County Central School District for not being a role model, according to a $3 million lawsuit.
Oh, just so it wasn't that they thought that she might have sent this to the kid. It was that she had this ever taken at all.
In 2017, she had an evaluation where she was considered outstanding and highly effective and genuinely dedicated to her students. But upon discovery of the selfie, administrators interrogated her with the intention of humiliating, embarrassing, and berating her about the photo. She says she was called to a meeting with all these men who flashed her the photo on a computer screen and said, "Is this you?"
Oh, my God.
Oh, her face is in it.
Well, of course her face is in it. How else would they know it was her?
Oh, my God. There's a broken mirror right there. What? Doesn't she know?
What?
She's in the mirror, which is broken, taking a picture of herself, puts her face in it. But isn't a broken mirror 7 years bad luck?
It's supposed to be.
If you break it, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that is a fully broken mirror.
And her face is in the photo, so there's no deniability at all.
Yeah, that's, I don't think it's right that she got fired over this.
She was suspended without pay, and then the school board voted to fire her. The picture was never posted. How it got out is the million-dollar question. Here's another question. If a male teacher's nipples were displayed, would there be punishment?
Absolutely not.
The principal said, "How can I put you in front of a classroom where boys would be able to pull up their phone and look at this image of you?"
So it's been spread everywhere now? The kid took it and sent it to everyone?
Well, that's kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That I have no surprise in that at all.
Well, absolutely.
None.
Once the kid got a hold of it, I'm sure he went, "Oh boy, I got to show this to Billy and John."
Mm-hmm. The lawyer for the Miss Miranda, Lauren Miranda.
Yeah, she gets money for this. She's the one who's been wronged here, in my opinion.
They say his client's been denied tenure for which she was going to be eligible this year. The school district's motive is discriminatory, and they intended to sexualize her because she's a woman.
And to be called into a meeting with a bunch of men showing you the picture and saying, "Is this you?" That is the most horrifying thing.
Embarrassing.
It's incredibly humiliating and embarrassing. And it's, you know, I don't know, maybe if this was 15 years ago and we didn't all have pictures of our boobs at one point or another, I mean, honestly, she's a 25-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. This wasn't something that she sent to the boy. This was something that an ex-boyfriend, that's the person who should be in trouble here. Like, when someone tells you, get rid of all those pictures I sent you, you should be obligated, honor-bound, to do it. But I'll tell you something, kids, this is a good argument for not doing this. Or for following the rules where your face is in the picture, you big, fat dummy. Come on.
You would like to think, I certainly believe there should be an honor code among...
lovers?
Anyone.
Yeah, but
among anyone. If someone's nice enough to send you a picture of their boobs, you should feel honored and grateful and glad and happy. And then you should, you know, not ever let anyone see it.
You should delete it.
Why would you do that?
Is it possible someone got into his phone and saw it?
Now that's, look, sure, that's one of the issues.
Just don't hold on to him. But that is it. So kids, if you got to do this, don't put your face in.
I just told you just the other day, because I don't even realize it, that Google Photos is duplicating everything that's on my phone. I don't even realize it until I realized it and went, oh my God, Christina would have an absolute blackout cow of unseen proportions if those things got it, because she's not that person. She's not,
she's very modest.
She's not like someone who would go, yeah, I look pretty good, don't I? I would go, I look pretty good, don't I?
I mean, she would be like, oh my God, my life is over.
Well, she'd be bummed for sure. So I had to go through and get them off that thing and then get them off the cloud. And that's just the way it, but you, how many people don't know?
Plenty. Like, some people don't even know that they're using the cloud. Like, I'm not, I don't think I am. But what do I know, you know? I don't know. Dude, I can't even get, I can't even figure out my phone. I've had it for a week and a half.
What?
What?
I can't figure this damn thing out.
It's fine. Same I can as get the it. One just you like had your old one.
It's not, though. There's like all these different things I can't figure out how to get my, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, it's just, don't put your, this is what I'm saying. Don't put your face in the picture.
Okay.
The end.
Right.
And then you never have to worry.
Then you just say, nope, that isn't me.
That's me.
To all the guys
in
the
room.
Yeah,
also don't put like the priceless painting that your grandmother gave you in the photo with you, because that's also an identifying factor. Like, try to just blank wall, just whatever you're trying to show, no face.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast
facts. Okay. A woman named, this is such a burn.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Crystal Jones, do I feel for you.
Crystal Jones?
Crystal Jones.
What happened to Crystal Jones?
You're not going to believe this. A woman named Crystal Jones came up with the idea for a music group, TLC, which she pitched as a girl group version of Belle Biv DeVoe. Huh. She recruited T-Boz and Left Eye, except when they were signed, the record company...
Oh, no.
...fired her and hired Chili. Crystal Jones...
You're fired.
So is the originator of TLC.
And she's not in it.
She recruited two of the members. It's her band or singing group or whatever you want to call it. And then once signed, T-Boz and Left Eye allowed her to be kicked out.
Did she wind up getting any money from
it? I don't have that part of the story. I just know that the record company replaced her with Chili.
Chili's the hot one, man.
They went on to great fame and fortune.
I mean, Lisa's pretty hot. They're
and
all,
nobody
cute.
Knows who Crystal Jones even is.
No, well, great name, though, Crystal Jones. Do you think that they renamed Chili so that they would have a C? TLC?
Possibly.
Like her name was just, you know.
Well, yeah. Der.
Danielle or something.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a date on this, but it looks like there was some kind of biopic. VH1.
Oh, Behind the Music?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Chili's real name is Rosanda.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Rolanda.
You knew that?
No, I did know that, and she used to be with Usher.
Oh.
That was the whole thing.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate.
Rosanda Thomas. She might be related to
maybe
Rob.
She was with him before.
Before he got herpes
right.
and started passing it around to everybody? Maybe.
Right.
Let's hope so. Either that or Chili has herpes. Mm. One of those. Lots of people have them. It's not a death sentence.
This next story is fun because you were once with Kid Rock.
What do you mean with him?
You know what I mean.
No. I did sing with him one time.
Right.
Yeah. but with him to mean something totally different, and that never happened.
You hook up with him,
Absolutely
Sarah?
Not.
So jealous.
Absolutely not.
Well, the details are murky where that's concerned.
No, there's no murky. It's crystal clear. It's Crystal Jones. He once came on the show, and we did the Sheryl Crow Kid Rock song.
Picture.
But picture. But and he played our Winterland
pretty.
One time.
Yeah, he did.
But
sparks flew, though.
No. Nope. He was friendly.
And I believe you drove him back to his hotel.
No.
Is that not true?
No, that's not true.
Huh. It's weird all that stuff's out there.
Yeah. So out your mouth is what you mean, I think.
Kid Rock refused to put his song All Summer Long on iTunes, but a karaoke version was available. It sold so many copies that it wound up higher on Billboard charts than the original.
Oh, my God.
The karaoke version was 19. The real song was 23.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize karaoke versions of songs could chart, but I guess.
How many people do you think bought the karaoke version not realizing that there was no Kid Rock on that?
Yeah. I'll bet you a lot.
I think so, too. I bet a lot of people went, oh, I love that song. Mm-hmm. Bye. And then they're listening to it going, hey.
Where's the singing?
I don't want to be the one.
It's a good song.
Yep.
Yeah, it sure is. Mm-hmm. So this story I do. Look, I'm not an online influencer. I'm not a trainer, and I'm not one of those motivators. I couldn't keep that up. I do see a lot of people, though, on it. When you hear that, oh, the online world is so negative. It's not true. Actually, there's a lot of people out there who are like, take a breath, be friendly, be kind. Hey, moms, you're doing a great job. I'm like,
take care of yourself. Take care of your body.
It's
take
not
care of your
all
mind.
That bad.
Basically, don't read the comments.
Yeah,
if you don't read the comments, you're all set.
There's plenty of upside to the internet and the social media accounts. But this is one of those situations where I feel like, I guess I'll just say it, and then hopefully you'll remember it next time you consider going to the gym. 2/3 of people have worked out before joining a gym to get in good enough shape to go to the gym.
Two-thirds?
2/3 of people worked out to get in good enough shape to actually get to go to the gym.
So that they wouldn't feel intimidated once they got
there.
And
all I can say to you, and I didn't prepare this, I'm just trying to say that the gym is a selfish endeavor. It should be about you and your health and not how other people see you or what other people think of you.
Amen.
And you should absolutely, in whatever condition or state you are in, go do it at the gym.
Go
That's
there
what
and
you're
be,
paying
be
for.
Be proud of yourself. Just be proud that you're there.
And know that most people, myself included, are actually thinking, hey, we're all here to take care of ourselves. And don't, whatever you're putting on other people, I'm sure they don't care about you.
Yeah. No.
I mean, they actually.
Oh, they're so busy looking at their own reflection
right.
in the mirror. Don't
or
worry.
Or that, you know, maybe the only reason they're caring about you is because they got to wait in line behind you for the next seat on the thing.
Yeah. But please make sure you wipe your own sweat off that.
Really? The gym is a place to go take care of yourself. It's not about. God,
yeah, agreed.
You're getting in shape to go to the gym.
100%.
That is ridiculous.
And yet, 2/3
take
of people.
Care of yourself at the gym. That's what it's there for.
You
worry
might never
about
make
what
it
other
to the
people,
gym if you're going to work
that's
out
that's what
first.
I'm saying. You're going to end up falling off and being like, ah, screw it. That's a place where you can be motivated and take care of yourself.
Right.
Sheesh.
See who you could be. Look at the hot guy, and instead of being like, that guy's too hot for me to be near, be like, yeah, that's what I'm aiming for.
Uh-huh. And forget about him. Who cares what he thinks?
Well, he's not thinking about you. He's
right.
looking in the mirror. Don't worry.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. FYI, Jon Snow is hosting SNL this weekend.
We have the promo for it, and it's hilarious.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Leslie Jones is a huge, I know.
Shame.
Leslie Jones is a huge huge Game of Thrones fan. And she does these things with Seth Meyers where they sit and watch Game of Thrones together and they tape it and they cut together all their reactions and stuff. It's very charming. And she does this whole fantasy thing where she's tricked him into being in this warehouse with her and put
and
up.
And then what happens?
And then he realizes that he's been tricked and he leaves, but then she puts him in a naked suit and shames him.
A naked suit?
You know, like kind of a body, skin tone colored suit, because he's obviously not going to get naked, but he's doing the walk of shame like Cersei did, and she's behind him, but they're all throwing donuts at him.
Mm. Yes, Sean Beeb was there. Lots of pics online.
Sean Beeb?
Yeah.
Was where?
At the Game of Thrones premiere.
Sean Bean.
Oh, Sean Bean. I'm like, who's Sean Beeb? I don't know who that is.
Probably just the way it came out in the text. Right.
Well, who's Salad? Who's Bonnie?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, those I know because it's us.
650 says,
well, he looks like a guy in a suit. That is what a, he went out, he took a stretch there.
650 says, just because you can't see a bruise doesn't mean she didn't bruise the tissue. It just means she didn't blow any blood vessels. Yeah, I know, but true. These guys wanted a picture of the bruise.
Yeah, right. We did ask for him
to take
a picture of
the bruise.
There
was nothing to show them. Yeah. It's just a picture of her back. And
yeah, Christina fell down the stairs and was scared enough that she called an ambulance. Like, yeah. That's serious.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if it left any marks. That's all.
And I checked, and there weren't.
The college admission scandal coming up right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.